Ludwig van Beethoven was a great composer, but his life was not happy. He was born in 1770 in Bonn, Germany, and had a difficult childhood. His father, a strict and demanding man, forced him to practice piano from an early age, even waking him in the middle of the night to play for guests. At the age of 12, Beethoven became the assistant organist for the king. At 16, he moved to Vienna to study, where he played for Mozart, who saw great potential in him. But soon after arriving in Vienna, his mother passed away, and Beethoven returned to Bonn to care for his younger siblings. Beethoven was too independent to work for wealthy families, so he worked for himself. Unfortunately, in his late 20s, he began to lose his hearing and eventually became completely deaf. Beethoven was very angry and upset by this. Sometimes he broke the strings on his piano because he hit the keys so hard to hear the notes. Music was the most important thing in Beethoven's life, and his loss of hearing tortured him. But inside his head, the music continued to play. Beethoven was a brilliant composer, but a difficult man. He was selfish and treated people badly. His music was so beautiful that some people cried when they heard it. He laughed at this and thought they were stupid. Beethoven was also a wild and bad-tempered person, especially in restaurants. Once he got so mad at a waiter that he emptied a plate of food on the waiter's head. Then he laughed loudly. Sometimes he wrote music on the bill, and then left without paying. Beethoven went to a lot of restaurants because he was a terrible cook. He loved macaroni and cheese, a soup made of bread and eggs, and red herring. He liked to make strong coffee. Beethoven usually worked early in the morning. But sometimes he stayed up all night and worked without eating or sleeping. His room was a mess. There were dirty clothes, old pens, plates of food, and papers everywhere. His room was so dirty that all his landlords made him move. Beethoven never got married. Beethoven died in 1827, at the age of 57. More than 20,000 people attended his funeral.